We come from the land of the ice and snow and giant subterranean data centers. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. As more and more devices get connected to the internet, and as more people get devices, the need for data storage is growing exponentially. Because the cloud doesn't actually exist in the air, it lives on massive fleets of hard drives and servers. Where to situate this hardware is a strategic question. You want a place that's secure, has political stability, and if you're a tech company that wants to look good, has lots of cheap renewable energy. That's why Norway is making a big push to get companies to build data centers there. Microsoft announced plans for 2 Norwegian data centers last year. Katie Prescott is a BBC journalist who reported on this from Norway. She traveled far north to visit a data center in a former mine.
I can only describe it as like a Norwegian fairy tale. It was like the entrance to a troll's cave inside a snowy mountain, and we had to drive down into the data center, a mile under the mountain, into this old mine, which they'd put servers in. It was totally bizarre to be in this tunnel of caves, and they described it as an underground town. So it had this enormous boulevard down the middle, and then to left and right were the servers. And because it was next to this fjord and under the ground, it meant they're just kept very cool and very safe. I mean, you're unlikely to get many spies creeping around that part of Norway, and if you did, you'd probably notice them.
So the Norwegian government is incentivizing the construction of data centers with tax breaks. Why do they want these data centers so badly?
Well, they come with a lot of money. And the other very exciting thing about data centers, and I promise you can get excited about data centers, we need them so much. I mean, 90% of all the data in the world was created in the last 2 years. So suddenly we need a space to put all these things. And the Norwegian government is looking beyond the oil and gas that is currently the big driver of the economy there. And they're thinking, right, what's going to be the next industry? And they're looking at data, which is often called the new oil, thinking, actually, you know, perhaps that is the future.
Does Norway's kind of out-of-the-way location hinder putting in these kinds of data centers there?
In many ways, no, but it depends what sort of data you're storing. If you're putting Facebook photos, it's fine. If you're talking about data that we need to trade, for example, in financial services, it's too far away. What's called the latency, the distance that data has to travel, is too far. What I did think was really interesting while I was there, though, is I met someone who said our next challenge is to dig fiber optic cables under the North Pole from Norway to Asia and the west coast of America. So if you think how data travels from Europe at the moment, it goes from side to side. They were saying if we can go under the North Pole, we can go direct, and that's going to increase the number of people who want to come to Norway to put their data centers here.
Katie Prescott is a journalist for the BBC. That catchy idea that data is the new oil, it's controversial. Sure, it may get mined, traded, and stockpiled. But come on, data is clearly not something we're ever going to run out of. And now for some related links. What's making undersea fiber optic cables more of a possibility in the Arctic? Our friend climate change and melting Arctic ice. If Norway does go ahead with plans to route fiber optic lines through the North Pole, it will join just a couple projects in the works. You can read about the current state of subsea telecom in my favorite, the Maritime Executive. The Arctic is attractive because it isn't already crowded with cables, and there's less risk of damage from, say, a fishing net or boat anchor. Our own Peter Ballin and Rosen explained on this program Finland's plans to connect with Asia. If you want a visual of what such a fiber optic line looks like, Peter got a picture of one. He describes it like thick black licorice, the width of a tug-of-war rope, which, as a non-lover of licorice, I gotta say, ew. As Katie mentioned, Norway's interest in new data centers comes as it tries to get away from an oil-based economy. Norway is also moving away from oil in its trillion-dollar sovereign wealth fund. It's looking to offload about $7.5 billion in shares in energy companies. Fossil fuels may have made the nation rich, but now they're seen as a future financial risk. Where to invest it? I don't know. How about tech? I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.